Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 1st and the whole week ahead. Lovely new moon in Libra, and for you as an Aquarian, this is a godsend. It means over the next 2 weeks, you can really open up your eyes to a new vision for living. You must have felt a desire to do something new, to break out from any forms of mental, intellectual, or even physical imprisonment. Well, this new moon is ideal for that. So set about thinking about what it is that you want to do with your life and do it. Here's your Sunday stars. Well, yesterday's new moon is on the wane, but the link to your planet Uranus is certainly going to make things feisty and fizzy. And that's what you need. You need some fizz in your life. Things have been too up and down, too harum scarum, and you need now something that is going to give you a focus and to go after something that is filled with excitement. You need excitement, you need fresh goals, and you need new challenges now. Here's your Monday stars. Lots happening in the sign of Scorpio, and that's good for you if you have ambition. So if you're an Aquarian who wants to change the tenor of your career or your life, then these are the stars to do it. But it means focusing, using that lovely visionary stuff you've got with the new moon, which is still going to be up there for the next fortnight. So this is an ideal time to set yourself new targets, new goals, and aspire to something new. Wonderful. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, the Sun and Saturn, your traditional ruler linked up, is beautiful. This is particularly good if you want to lay new foundations for your life. This is very international as well. This is perfect for the Aquarian who wants to go to new places, crossing continents, traveling overseas, on the seven seas, I don't care where you go, but the need and the desire to conquer new lands and try new territories and experience something new is going to get the better of you. Good. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, with Mars squaring Jupiter, I think the biggest thing you need to be aware of is blind optimism. Doing things because you think everything's going to be fine and dandy, but you've not planned it. You've not created some kind of feasibility study. You've not written out a plan. And what you need more than anything else at the moment is a plan. Then you'll know where you're going. Here's your Thursday stars. Yesterday I said about needing a plan, needing a blueprint, and that's so important now, because you can go after things just, you know, on the spur of the moment, but that's not good enough. You've got lovely stars here for the future. You've got great stuff happening around you, but you need any project that you're going after needs to be planned carefully, and then you can take each step on this new world adventure. And then you'll get there. Here's your Friday stars. Well, Mercury is going to move into Libra, and that's lovely for you as an Aquarian. Why? Because it adds to this general need for a challenge, this need to open up your life. For some of you, it may mean physical travel. For others, it may well mean intellectual learning and study. So signing up for courses or going off, getting a plane ticket, anything you like. But the most important thing is don't stand still.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.